And I want to take you to Luke. I'm sorry, Matthew 13 first. We're going to go to Luke after, if we have time. Matthew 13 is first. Verse 31. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it's grown, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom. I want you to put a circle around kingdom if you don't have it there. It's wise to put a circle around the word kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophets. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Can you imagine? Utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Verse 36. Then he left the crowd and went into his house. Into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. Amen. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom." Hear me. The seeds stand for the sons of the kingdom. That's you and me. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. And the harvesters are men.
Angels.
Oh. Your Bible says angels?
Yes, angels.
So does mine. Everybody thinks that they're going to be harvesters. I've got news for you. It's a job too big for us, but not too big for his angels.
Amen.
As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin. Hoo-hoo! And all who do evil. Yay!
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Royal preached this word to me in 1985 and 86 and drove me up a tree. Calvary's tree. And I was very upset. Didn't make sense. Wasn't religious enough. I wanted a job. I didn't know it then. I wanted value. I didn't know it then. See, my religious background is, if you are really holy, you have no money. Okay? You're very poor. And you're going to be a slave to whomever God wants. The scripture says we are kings and priests.
Amen.
Well, what do you think when you think you're supposed to be born to be a slave and have nothing? And never have anything? Where's the problem? You grow up with that mentality, and what have you got?
Losing mentality.
Huh?
Poverty mentality.
No kidding. So God had to take all the old, and he had to allow it for the angels to come and get it out and burn it. So much of the stuff that I learned when I was a child had to be burned. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how much more he needs to burn out, but I know that sometimes my head goes in the wrong direction.
Amen.
And when it's in the wrong direction, I can't do much about it because I end up flowing with it. Romans 7, St. Paul says, the very thing I hate, I can end up doing. I don't want that anymore.
Amen.
So I'm asking for his angels to do a job on me.
Yes.
To burn up the chaff.
Yes.
To pull it out by its weeds.
Yes.
And its foundations.
Roots, yeah.
And its root system. It's got to go.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
By the way, I'm yelling at me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back it up. 40. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end. He doesn't say it might be.
So it will be.
It will be. Definite.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Son of Man will send out his angels. Who's in charge? The Jesus that you and I are depending on to do it all.
Yes.
And they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin. Everything that causes selfishness. Everything that causes you and me to think we're something special. God, it's quiet in here. You are something special, but not without him.
Amen.
Amen.
And the things in your soul have got to go. The sin, the stinking stuff in your mind, your will, and emotions. That's the soul. Mm-hmm. You're made up of three parts. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Spirit, soul, and body. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And they need house cleaning. Your Electrolux is not good enough. Because all that does is suck it out. And puts it in another bag. And you'll go right back and fill it up again. It needs to be burned. They will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace. The angels are going to what?
Throw them into the fiery furnace.
Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those who stay stuck and want to be selfish and want to continue in their process of rejecting God will end up with the fire. Then the righteous, verse 43, say it's about time it writes about me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. That's your future.
Amen.
That is your future. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm declaring now.
I'm declaring now.
I need to agree with your word.
I need to agree with your word.
When the angels finish their job.
And cleaning house.
Getting rid of the tares. Out of my life. And all the selfish reasons. That I am so special. On my own. I should be able to do this. But it says clearly. The Son of God. Will send out his angels. And they will weed out.
Of me.
Everything.
Everything.
That causes sin.
that causes sin,
and all that causes me to go in the evil direction.
And all that causes me to go into the evil direction.
Then when it's done,
and when it's done,
thy will be righteous.
Thy will be righteous.
I will shine like the sun.
I will shine like the sun.
In the kingdom of my Father.
In the kingdom of my Father.
And yes, I've got ears.
And yes, I have ears.
And I hear.
And I hear.
And I comprehend it.
I comprehend it.
It's simple.
It's simple.
I'm going to be like Jesus.
I'm going to be like Jesus.
On the top of that mountain.
On the top of that mountain.
When he was glorified.
When he was glorified.
Before all of them.
Before all of them.
They saw the kingdom in reality.
They saw the kingdom in reality.
Luke 9.
Luke 9.
Luke 9. Verse 28. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up unto the mountain and to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. His clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure. Mm-hmm. Where was he? They were on the mountain and the earth. And they were talking about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Did he recognize them? Or did he get introduced?
He recognized them.
In the realm of the spirit, you don't need introduction.
Amen.
You know who it is that you're talking to. He did not know what he was saying. He wasn't fully conscious. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen. Well, I know I was on my high horse. Now I'm coming down. I just want you to know that's your future. Why do you think the darkness is so upset? Because every time you come together and you join together in harmony and you recognize the future that you have before you, which is to be like him, if it happens tomorrow, and you get up out of bed and you find that you're glowing, and you go into your kitchen and you look into doing what you normally do, and everything about you is full of light and it's radiating out of you, let's not go to Kmart that moment. Let's not go to Walmart either.
Let's pray.
You know why? Because they'll reject you like they rejected the first son.
Exactly.
You will find that there will be persecution in that day, and that day is here. That day is now. When it is going to manifest in you, that's up to the Lord. Just close your eyes right now. Say, "Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
prepare me.
Prepare me.
I want to be obedient.
I want to be obedient.
Keep those angels on the job.
Keep those angels on the job.
They're not going to miss out.
They're not going to miss out.
They can see those tears.
They can see those tears.
And they're going to get rid of them.
And they're going to get rid of them.
Burn them up. So that I can be. Like the firstborn son. Radiating light.
Radiating light.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere we go.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Amen.